The upcoming pro basketball season is one step closer to being canceled. The Players Association has rejected the NBA owners' latest offer to end the league's lockout, and the players have begun the process of decertifying their union in advance of taking the issue to court. Channel 5 caught up with Boston Celtics point guard Rajon Rondo, who said he has mixed emotions about the dispute but supports the move.
Right now, this is what's best for the league. This is what's best for our players. We have to stand together. It's not about the Boston Celtics selfishly wanting to play this year. It's just what's best for us as a unit.
Joining us now to talk about what's ahead for the NBA and the Celtics in particular is WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game. Good morning, Bill, and thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Bob.
Let me ask you, Bill, what do you think this latest move does to the talks and does to the possibility of any kind of NBA season launching at all this year?
Well, it changes the context of the talks because the players are technically won't be a union anymore. It puts a lot of the responsibility on the courts if the players can establish that the owners have violated antitrust laws. They are in line for a gigantic payout somewhere down the line. The only possibility, it seems to me, for a season is that the owners worry that they might lose in court and decide, okay, well, we'll make a deal that we wouldn't otherwise have made when negotiations were still going on. But most people regard that as a pretty slim possibility.
Why do the players have to decertify their union in order to move this dispute into the courts?
They've made the decision that collective bargaining hasn't worked, and so they no longer want to operate as a union doing collective bargaining. They now want to operate as an association entitled to protection under the antitrust laws, rather than concerning themselves with the National Labor Relations Act and the labor laws.
What are the long-term and short-term implications for the Celtics? If the season never gets underway, will we ever see some of the older players, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett?
I think that's the sort of question that nobody can answer. It depends on what kind of shape players stay in. It depends on how much they lose physically having lost a season. And I suppose it also depends on how much money they've managed to put away. Some of these guys may decide, well, you know, after a year off, assuming there is no season, there's no point in coming back and trying to play again. I'll retire and move on with the rest of my life.
So who does this hurt most, the players or the owners?
Well, there are numbers of owners who have apparently decided that they will lose less money not playing than they would lose if there were a season. And some of those guys are determined to change the entire shape of the relationship between the players and the owners because they really believe they can't continue to do business under the present circumstances. It's very hard for me to see how owners of large teams could be benefiting from this, and it's very hard for me to see how most players could benefit from this. There's a lot of talk about sacrifice now on behalf of players who'll be coming into the league later. But imagine yourself, for example, as a player just coming out of college and having your first year be missed, your opportunity to establish yourself and begin creating a career to be missed.
So what's your guess, Bill? Will there be an NBA season or do you think there won't be any season at all?
It's past guessing at this point, and my guess would be, just based on what people who know more about this than I do, that it has become more difficult to negotiate an agreement which would result in a season. At this point, obviously, a very much shorter than normal season. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there were no season, but having said that, all of the actions that we've been talking about do not preclude people from both sides, probably in this case lawyers from both sides, sitting down and coming to an agreement. So it could still happen. I would imagine at this point it would be contingent on the owners deciding that the risk of losing millions of dollars if they are found to be in violation of the antitrust laws is enough of an incentive to actually make a deal.
Bill Littlefield, thank you very much for speaking with Morning Edition.
My pleasure, Bob. I hope when we talk again, we can actually talk about sports rather than legal matters.
Bill Littlefield hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. You can catch sports news and other headlines throughout the day on our website, wbur.org.